Welcome back for module 2 in our course at Microsoft Virtual Academy on migrating virtual machines from Amazon AWS to Microsoft Azure. In this module, we'll be talking about preparing for migration. My name is Keith Mayer. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft, and you can find me online at keithmayer.com. Now let's get started in this module. Now in this module, we'll be getting started preparing for migration from Amazon AWS to Microsoft Azure. And then in the subsequent modules in this course, we'll be continuing that process by exporting and converting virtual machines from Amazon AWS and then uploading and importing those converted VMs to Microsoft Azure. Along the way, we'll also be sharing some additional resources that you can leverage to step through this process in your own cloud environment. When we're migrating Windows Server virtual machines from Amazon AWS to Microsoft Azure, we'll be leveraging several tools along the way to help us with the migration process. The great news is that all of these tools are absolutely free, no cost. We'll be using the SysInternals Disk to VHD tool to capture the contents of one or more Amazon AWS virtual machines to a set of virtual hard disk files. Once we have those virtual hard disk files, we'll use the Amazon AWS PowerShell module to download those virtual hard disks locally, where we'll leverage the free version of Hyper-V Server 2012 R2 to migrate and convert those virtual hard disks and install the Hyper-V integration services. Once we're done, we'll leverage the Azure PowerShell module from that same host to upload those converted VHDs over to Microsoft Azure so that we can provision a set of Azure VMs from those newly uploaded virtual hard disks. So let's get started with the first part of this process, preparing for migration from Amazon AWS to Microsoft Azure by leveraging the SysInternals Disk to VHD tool to capture the image of an Amazon AWS virtual machine. Okay, and here we are in our lab environment. Now I've already established a remote desktop connection into a Windows Server VM that I have running right now up on the Amazon AWS cloud. It's running Windows Server 2008 R2. And inside this Windows Server VM, I've already downloaded and installed the free SysInternals tool called Disk to VHD. And this is what's going to allow me to capture the running state and data inside this VM to one or more virtual hard disk files. So to get started, I've got the Disk to VHD tool launched here, and I'm going to click on the Browse button, and that will launch my Browse dialog box where I can specify an output VHD file name that I wish to capture my virtual machine to. So I'll just go ahead and enter a file name in and click the Save button. And then I'm going to check here the drive volumes that I wish to include. Now in my case, my virtual machine has a C drive that contains operating system and program files and a D drive that just contains temporary storage. So I'll ignore the D drive. It's just temporary storage on that drive and just check the C drive as the drive I wish to capture. Then I'll go ahead and click the Create button, and that's going to then proceed through snapshotting the volumes that I've checked off, and as that snapshotting occurs, it'll begin dumping or copying that snapshotted content off to a virtual hard disk file in the path that I've specified. And so you'll see the progress moving forward as it completes that VHD snapshot. And there we go. Once the process is completed, I'll have that VHD or set of VHDs exported successfully. And in our next module, we'll be transferring those down from the Amazon cloud to our local on-premises lab environment, where we can do some additional conversion before sending them up to the Azure cloud. So in this module, we've stepped through the process of preparing for migration of a VM from Amazon AWS to the Microsoft Azure cloud platform. Now it's your turn. Give it a try. Go out and activate your own free Microsoft Azure subscription using our Microsoft Azure free trial link, and then step through the process of migrating your own VMs from AWS to the Azure cloud using our step-by-step AWS Cloud Lab guide. In addition, for more detailed training on becoming an early expert in our hybrid cloud stack, be sure to visit our Early Experts program at the Hybrid Cloud Labs link on the slide. And certainly, be sure to take advantage of our other TechNet and Microsoft Virtual Academy resources. Our TechNet Evaluation Center, providing deep technical content with free product evaluations of IT Pro products, suitable for spinning up in your own on-premises lab environment. Or try out TechNet Virtual Labs and spin up your virtual lab out on the internet using just a web browser and an internet connection without having any on-premises lab environment. And then sure, be certain to come back to Microsoft Virtual Academy and take advantage of our other free online technical courses, as well as the other modules in this course on migrating virtual machines from Amazon AWS to the Microsoft Azure cloud.